So this comes to what our measurement system looked like. So this was our prototype measurement system. It's changed quite a bit since then, but I just thought it was really important that in this talk, I work from the first principle documents we had. The first thing is our measurement system consisted of a force angle transducer that measures angular displacement. We had a force transducer that measured the force that was applied when passive movement was occurred. A researcher then moved the joint the way you would clinically move a joint. And then using that data, we would plot the force versus the joint angle. A joint that has no stiffness, you use very little force till you get to end range of motion, then how much of a force you use, you can't move the limb further. If you then apply a greater amount of force, the movement then gets stiffer. So what you do is you use a greater amount of force to achieve the same movement. What you find out when you do this is that there is stiffness. And then we realized we had stiffness, but we then needed to confirm the stiffness was related to some sort of abnormal muscle activity. My next slide.